The national street naming and house numbering exercise by the government is expected to be completed by the end of the year. Vice President Kwesi Misa-Atha, who on arrival in Wa inspected some of the streets named, described as impressive the work done by the Wa municipality. He said it is critical for the exercise to be completed on schedule since it has numerous social and economic relevance to the development of the country. Three of the major streets have been named after three former heads of state. They are J.J. Rawlins, Ignatius Kutu Echampong, and Dr. Hilary Mann, Seth Eyiar reports.
Last year, President John Dramani Mahama tasked Metropolitan, Municipal and District Chief Executives to attach seriousness to the street naming and house numbering exercise as it will form a critical component of their assessment and continuous stay in office. Since then, the Metropolitan, Municipal and District Assemblies have been carrying out the exercise with the support of the Ministry of Local Government and Rural Development. Out of the 70 streets in the Wa municipality, 57 have been named, and the exercise is expected to be completed by the end of this month, while the house numbering will begin next month and also completed in December. Isahaku Nuhu Putiaba is the MCE for Wa.
We currently numbering them too, but we believe before the end of this year, the houses will be appropriately numbered. Okay. On behalf of the people of the Wa municipality and my big man here, that is our objective, sir.
Okay. Maintenance is one issue that bothers the assemblies. We have a lot of you. What measures have we put in place such that when the names peel off or fade out, they will be quickly replaced?
The committee is there. We've had a whole department, a whole laboratory that will be working 24 hours. So in case of any pill-off, the committee will always be there to make sure that is that.
The Minister of Local Government and Rural Development, Julius Debra, who explained the technology being used for the exercise, said the assemblies stand to gain more as it will improve their revenue generation.
Generally, we are numbering every property you see because we're using the satellite digital photography. It captures everything and then we transform it onto the mapping and then we do the data entry. So if you say I live in number 14 Hilaliman Street, by click on the knob in his office, he should be able to tell you exactly where the house is located. Now, the importance of what we're doing now is to show our willingness as a government to ensure that all streets and houses are numbered. It's not just the aesthetic side that people see that interests us, but what interests us most is that once we have a database, it will then enhance their revenue mobilization base. Yes, we'll be very happy by December, they are all done with the house numbering. However, if for any reason they are not able to complete with the house numbering, we will not be too worried because the process is ongoing.
Vice President Misa-Atha said the street naming is one sure way of honoring people who have sacrificed their personal comforts to contribute to the development of the country.
What I've seen here is impressive. They have started in a nice way, and I hope they will conclude with the numbering of the houses and will be able, when you register a phone, for example, be able to put a house number on it, and that ultimately the postal services will be able to deliver letters to people in their houses, as is done in many places.
The good thing about naming the streets is fine, but in identifying the houses on the street, that's the main thing, so that people will have attached to them the house number and the street. So the house numbering is a good development. We have honored important citizens who have contributed to the progress of this region. But we are waiting for the next step, which is the numbering of the houses, so that we know that number 14, the Hilaliman Highway, is Hamid Sulaimani's house, then we can link him to that. So this is just a beginning. We need to go to the next stage.
The Vice President later had a closed-door meeting with the Wa Regional Police Command at the regional headquarters. From Wa, Seth Eyiar, reporting for Radio Ghana.